Chapter 26. August 23rd of Year 6. 1 year older! Today we celebrate the first birthday whose meaning Adam and Eve truly understand. For a long time they only understood now or never, but they have finally developed their own concept of time. As a gift, I will open a door to a new room for them. It is still a mysterious place for them, but at some point it will become the command module. Once they are 14, they are supposed to steer the spaceship from here. While the gravity in the nursery is increasing, the command module has none. From outside, Messenger now looks like a bulging barrel, and the floor of the nursery is the bulge's outer wall that extends all around the ship. Sometimes on four limbs, but often already on two legs, Eve moves at a rapid pace, doing a complete circuit in a few seconds. Adam prefers to marvel at her doing it. He only moves by himself in order to get something he wants, preferably food, sometimes a toy. Therefore, the most important task of Robot Jay is to motivate Adam to walk. For this reason, Jay is two-legged, just like the children, so he can demonstrate everything the exercise program includes.
"Marchenko has prepared a present for you," Jay says in a pedantic voice.
"Present, present,"
Eve replies. Adam sits there, smiles, and sways his head. I prefer to leave the task of communicating to the robot. Psychologists said it would be important for the children to associate a voice with an object, particularly early on. And indeed, a year ago, Eve had started to cry when I spoke to her directly. Jay had just retreated for some maintenance when Eve deliberately pinched Adam in the thigh several times, apparently to test his reaction. Adam did not react at first, until the pain broke through his threshold. Then he attacked Eve, so I had to warn them both. They immediately stopped fighting. I am the voice from the wall. There are loudspeakers installed everywhere that I can use to contact the children. By now they are calling me Marchenko, but they almost never address me. I assume they think I am part of the spaceship that can prohibit or allow things.
"You have to get up to get the present," Jay says.
"Get up?"
Eve pulls herself up on the wall, but Adam is still hesitant. The robot rolls a bit forward and points upward. An opening has formed in the rod-shaped axle that traverses the nursery, and now a kind of ladder descends from it.
"You have to climb up here. I cannot follow you," Jay says.
Eve stops and holds on to the robot. Adam follows her, crawling on all fours.
"Can't,"
Adam says. Jay does not answer, according to my instructions. Adam gives Eve an unsure look. I can tell he is simply afraid. Eve notices that this feat is now up to her.
"I am coming," she says, and pulls herself up on Jay.
Then she reaches for the ladder. She has never climbed a ladder before, but she handles it with amazing dexterity. Her head disappears through the opening.
"You are doing very well,"
my voice sounds from the wall. Eve briefly hesitates, but she then continues to climb.
"Now around the corner,"
I instruct her. Eve looks in the indicated direction, but she makes no move.
"Come, Adam,"
she calls, and her sibling actually sets forth. I suspect he simply does not want to be left alone. Once Eve hears him breathing behind her, she continues on her way. She pulls herself around the corner using both arms. However, she does not expect the absence of gravity in this room. Eve abruptly jumps upward and bounces against the ceiling of the tube. She is briefly bewildered by what is happening, but then she starts to cry. As soon as Adam hears her wailing, he climbs faster. I am glad he wants to help his sibling, but he is also surprised by the absence of gravity and flies for half a meter, screeching at the top of his lungs. Then both of them suddenly become calm, as if they are discussing this strange experience. Eve grabs Adam's foot, and she pushes off and giggles because she is flying. Adam also can no longer keep quiet and starts laughing loudly too.
I let the two of them play in zero gravity for half an hour, and afterward I send them back to the nursery. They obey me. My voice carries authority. During their playtime, the children did not notice that at the front wall of the command center, a black, disc-shaped screen offers a view into space. At the moment, however, there is absolutely nothing to see. But the serious side of life will begin here starting tomorrow. For several hours each day, they will spend time learning everything there is to know about their existence in space. Overall, they will have 12 years to do so. At 16, they will have to be grown-ups, since we are going to reach Proxima B by then. Their genetic makeup is programmed in such a way their physical development will be finished at that age.